Good evening, everybody. Mary Levin is now live.
Good evening. Jake, thank you very much for bringing me in. Jake, as always, thank you so much for this incredible opportunity to learn together with such distinguished people every Monday night, and for that matter, every night of the week. SharonDrummond.com is a leader in her bus loves Torah. This week, in Yirat Hashem, we're coming very soon to Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippurim is upon us in very short time. I'd like to discuss an idea relating to Yom Kippur in regard to the Avoda of Yom Kippurim. The Avoda of Yom Kippurim, we know, is a very complex set of korbanos. We bring the Kohen Gadol, the Goz, the Lufnai, the Lufnin. He offers Ketores in the Kodesh HaKodoshim. He then brings a par, a sawyer, and the blood of these korbanos are sprinkled in the Kodesh HaKodoshim, on the Paroiches, on the Mizbeach, Hazohov, on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, and we reenact this incredible, awesome, sublime service in the Musaf of Yom HaKippurim. We go through step by step, and we describe in words, there are beautiful Nigunim, there is a very great emphasis on reenacting the Avodah of Yom HaKippurim. And after it is completed, after our reenactment and our recital of the Avodah is completed, we chant in very beautiful piyut, Mari Kohen, and we describe the beauty of the Kohen, what he looks like, the different expressions of describing the match, the beauty, the purity of the Kohen Gadol, and during this complex ceremony. Now, in between the conclusion of the Avoda and the Mari Kohen is a very beautiful passage. And it begins with the words, the Yom Tov Hoya Oisei Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol, he made a Yom Tov, the Yom Tov Hoya Oisei Kohen Gadol, L'chol Oyhavav, all of his friends, Kishenichnas B'Sholoim V'Yotza V'Sholoim B'Lifaga, when he entered in peace and when he came out in peace in the Kodesh HaKadoshim without any injury and damage. The Kachlis of Tzilash HaKohen Gadol, then the Piyut goes on to tell us the exact text of the prayer of the Kohen Gadol that he recited. The Kachlis of Tzilash HaKohen Gadol, Yom HaKippurim, it says that it is Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Shalom B'Lifaga. And then it goes on to say, may the coming year be a year a year of blessing. And it goes on, Shnas Oisem, Shnas Bracha. It's a very detailed request for a smorgasbord of blessings, all different types of blessings for the Jewish people. Question we ask is, why is this passage inserted here? What is the message? What is the meaning, the deeper meaning of this section, this location in the Tzila? To mention this, first of all, why is there such a long prayer with so many details, and why here? I'd like to suggest an idea, pretty much based upon something that's not original, something I've seen, and just more elaborate on the significance of what it's positioned here. There's a well-known Gemara in Masechta Makos that tells us that the Kohen Gadol's mother would make her rounds in the Ori Miklat and provide food, treats, for the people who were exiled to the Ori Miklat. Now we know the halacha is if a person inadvertently takes the life of another person, the halacha is that that person must go and spend time in the Ori Miklat. Rehabilitation, he should be in the presence of holy people, the Levim, and he has to be there for a period of time to rehabilitate himself, to learn about the value of life, atone for taking the life of another person by accident. Now this, the Gemara tells us that the mother of the Kohen Gadol would go to these cities of refuge and would distribute food packages to the people who were there. Why, the Gemara says? Because Allah is a person must remain there, or in Miklat, until the death of the Kohen Gadol. When the Kohen Gadol dies, then the individuals who are there are released. And that means every single person in the Ori Miklat, deep down in his heart, is almost looking forward so to speak, for the death of the Kohen Gadol. Because as long as the Kohen Gadol is alive, all of these individuals are trapped. They must remain in the Ayin Nikvah. When the Kohen Gadol dies, then they are released. So the mother of the Kohen Gadol would deliver food packages to these people so that they should not daven. It would almost be like a bribe. It would weaken their resolve to desire the death of the Kohen Gadol, knowing how much pain and suffering it would cause the Kohen Gadol's mother. This is a clever technique of the mother of the Kohen Gadol to prevent the people who are in Israel from praying for the death of her son by giving them food packages. Now, the Gemara asks a question. The Gemara says, why should the prayers of the people who are in Ari Miklat be effective? The Kohen Gadol doesn't deserve to die. If the Kohen Gadol, it happens to be that the Torah linked the freedom of the people in Ari Miklat with the death of the Kohen Gadol. But it doesn't mean that the Kohen Gadol deserves to die. So if the Kohen Gadol did nothing wrong, why should it be that the prayers of the people who are in Ari Miklat would have any effect on the life of the Kohen Gadol? Why is it necessary for the mother of the Kohen Gadol to distribute food in order to diminish the desire of the people who are there from praying that the Kohen Gadol should die, even if they would pray that he should die? A prayer that an innocent person should die on a very simple level would not be effective. So why was this even necessary? So the Gemara says something that is very shocking. The Gemara says that Kohen Gadol is indeed guilty. He is guilty. Because the Kohen Gadol should have prayed that an accident not occur. The Kohen Gadol's position as the leader of Klal Yisrael, the spiritual leader of Klal Yisrael, demands that his love for the people is so great that he daven, he prayed to Hashem, that inadvertent accidents do not occur. No one should die deadly throughout the year. And the fact that the Kohen Gadol did not pray sufficiently because an accident did happen is an indication that he is deficient, that his love for his people is deficient, and there is an element of guilt. And being that there is an element of guilt, if the people of the Arabic would pray, there is a possibility that their prayers would be effective and the Kohen Gadol would die. And therefore, the mother of the Kohen Gadol is needed to diminish their desire that he die by praying, by distributing food packages. What we take out of this Gemara is that part of being the Kohen Gadol is a requirement that he pray for the entire Jewish people, that nothing harmful should come upon them, even accidentally. That is part of his role, part of his mission. And if he fails in that role, there is a deficiency in his service. And that deficiency in his service may lead to him being dismissed prematurely from his role as the Kohen Gadol, from the prayers of people who are victims of his deficiency. Now let's now go back to our God. Yom Kippurim is the holiest day of the year. On Yom Kippurim, the Kohen Gadol is the leader of the Jewish people. He is the person that is responsible with being atoning for the Jewish people by bringing the complex set of korbanos, bringing the keteres, going with naivalafim, and serving on behalf of the Jewish people. If a Yisrael was an imposter and made believe he was a Kohen, worked his way up and served in this role, his service would be invalid. If a Levi would be an imposter, the service would be invalid. The only one that can serve in this role and lead the Jewish people on Yom Kippurim to bring the atonement is only the Kohen Gadol. But the Kohen Gadol has to be a Kohen Gadol. It's not only his yichus, it's not only his prodigy, being a Kohen. Part of his service is his stature, is his role, and that includes caring for the Jewish people. Caring for the Jewish people to the degree where he is concerned that no one should be harmed in the Jewish people, not even accidentally. That is a qualification of being a Kohen Gadol. And if he fails in that matter, God forbid, he can be dismissed prematurely by dying due to the prayers of those who are victims of his inefficiency and his failures. Therefore, when we reenact the service of the Kohen Gadol, the Avodas Hayom, the Akoyanim, the Ha'om Kesheyushayim, the Shechem HaFarash, and we bow down four times, and we go through all of the steps. When we're finished, before we describe the majesty, the beauty, the honor of the Kohen Gadol in the Tiyut of Mari Kohen, we first spend time emphasizing the tefilos of the Kohen Gadol. V'yomtiv ha'yoyse Kohen Gadol l'chol oyhavav kishenichnas b'shalom v'yotza v'shalom. B'lifega, he made a holiday when Yom HaKippur was over to celebrate his success. And then we mention, what was this prayer? What does the Kohen Gadol, what is the definition of a true Kohen Gadol? Is a person that davens for the entire Klal Yisrael. That's what a Kohen Gadol is. V'kach ha'yisa tefilosa shel Kohen Gadol v'yom ha'kippurim, v'tzezen v'yitz kodesh ha'kadoshim. V'shom bo v'yifegai, we go on, we list off so many beautiful elements in this prayer of what he wants for the Jewish people. Beautiful long prayer, that's a Kohen Gadol. And a Kohen Gadol that is sincere in this prayer is certainly a person that can carry us and serve as our agent to bring kapara for Klal Yisrael. The Musa Haskell here is for us as well. In Yom HaKippurim, to a small degree, we all try to emulate the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol has to prepare for 7 days in advance. We likewise, we prepare for Yom HaKippurim in advance. We are mitar ourselves. Different types of korbanos represent different elements of atonement that he achieves for Klal Yisrael, and we, on our level, also attempt to achieve atonement for ourselves, for our family, for our friends. But we have to learn from the Kohen Gadol. It's not enough just to follow the rules and bring the korbanos and sprinkle the blood here and bring the keteres here. Part of our role imitating the Kohen Gadol is the kachoisa tefilosa shel Kohen Gadol via Makipurim. It's to pray for everyone, to pray for your friends, for your family, for Klal Yisrael, for the larger good, for the expanded participants of Klal Yisrael, to pray that they should have a year of bracha, of success, of nachas, satisfaction, happiness, excellent health, Yer Shemayim, Torah, and all those beautiful things which are found in this beautiful, beautiful prayer. Again, as we mentioned before, Rosh Hashanah, we went into the new year. Now we're coming to phase two. Phase two is a more intense moment. We are in the middle of the din, and we now go into full gear to perfect the small details of what need to be corrected before the Chasima, and we wish everyone, all listeners, everyone here in this beautiful shir, all these very distinguished people come together to learn every night. We wish them a year of success. At the end of the Ilah, we recite in the Shlichos, Ve'ein lanu shiur, Rak ha'toyra hazois. Today we're in Golas. What do we have already? There's no Beis HaMikdash. So many mitzvahs are not biblical, living in Chutz La'aretz. Even those who live in Eretz Yisrael, many of the mitzvahs are not applicable because there is no Beis HaMikdash. The Shekhinah is in Golas. The mitzvahs are not the way they should be. But one thing we have, the Torah Hazos. Ein lanu shiur rak ha'Torah Hazos. We have still the Torah. That's what we have. That's our stronghold, our fortress, our koyach, to bring us to Yimos HaMashiach. For the people that are listening, who devote themselves to study Torah, you have that koyach to a very intense, potent degree. You have that special kedusha, something to be proud of, something that will take you, give you extra special siyata b'shmaya, to succeed in growing in learning, growing in Yirat Shamayim, growing in being a tool to increase the honor, the glory of Hashem. And this is something that will only give all of these chashuva people here enormous bracha and nachas success. I wish everyone a gemar, chasima toiva, guga ben shiar, an easy fast, and a day of meaning, a day that shakes us up to uncover hidden vistas of strength, to yearn in our growth, to come close to Hashem, and be marbe kavod shamayim. Jake, thank you again. Special gemar chasima to you and your family. And again, one and all, with Yom Tov, thank you very much for being part of the Shir, and may success come your way. Good night.